I'm Carl Shannon. We are talking with the 2001 CMA Horizon Award winner, the top new male vocalist from the 2001 ACM Awards. Now, we're going to let him say hello, and I think you might be able to guess who he is.
G'day.
G'day. It's the Crocodile Hunter, ladies and gentlemen.
I say that, but what the heck?
They say that in Australia quite a bit?
G'day. Oh, absolutely.
That's the big deal over there.
Yeah.
G'day. Any other phrases that Australians say that we're not really familiar with?
Hey again.
Keith Urban is our guest. Thank you for coming in today.
My pleasure, Kyle.
We appreciate having you. The new album, we're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes. How come Russell Crowe has never been to any of your concerts?
Actually, he has.
He has. I know he's been to Jamie O'Neill's concerts.
Yeah. He hasn't been to recent ones, but when he was in Nashville at the CRS party, the disco party thing that they have every year, he showed up to that, and I was thinking, I'd like to meet him. That'd be kind of cool.
He didn't punch you,
and
did
someone,
he?
Well, he did. He said, "That's my girlfriend." No. Jamie came over to me. She said, "Oh, Russell wants to come up and say hi to you." And so I went, "Well, good Lord, how the heck would he know me?" You know. Anyway, he came up and he said, "Man, I used to come and watch you play in this place called Tamworth in Australia, which is like the Nashville of Australia. It's the country music capital. We play there every year." And evidently, Russell's been there a bunch of times. But, you know, this is 12, 13 years ago. So he said, "Oh, yeah, I've been to see you play a bunch of times." That was very cool.
Now, if I mention Daphne, Niles, Ross, and Eddie, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Daphne, Niles. Oh, yes, Frasier, absolutely.
You're a big Frasier fan.
Definitely.
What is your favorite part of that show?
I think just the script is phenomenal. It's tight. It's extremely witty. It's not condescending. All good things.
Have you ever thought of trying to maybe hook up with the NBC people to see if you could be the caller on the line? Because that was have a celebrity voice. Reba's done it.
That would be cool.
And
I'd love to be humiliated by Frasier. I think that'd be great. Or vice versa.
We're going to talk about the album here. Just have fun with me.
Oh, no, it's great.
Bit.
I'm hanging in there.
If you ever have a son, would you name him Sub?
No.
Suburban?
I got it. No.
That's a deal from Chevy.
We could, absolutely.
How many guitars do you have?
Ooh, not that many. 10?
Is that all?
Yep.
Gee whiz.
For a guitar player, it's really not that many.
A dream instrumental for me to hear would be you and Vince Gill and Ricky Skaggs, Steve Warner, Leroy Parnell, Mark Knopfler, and Leo Kottke.
Wow, you got to throw Paisley in there.
Brad Paisley.
Yeah, got to put him in there. That'd be great. I'd be into that.
What have you ever thought about doing something like that, an instrumental album or maybe a couple of songs with some of these people?
No, because I don't like my playing in the context of just watching my playing, you know? There's no instrumental on this new record.
I know.
Which is disappointing to some people. But
me. I was like, oh, we're getting another instrumental.
Yeah, I know, but I just think I'd much rather play in the context of a song. That to me is what it's all about. Not to put anything down about doing guitar albums, but I get too nervous playing in that context. You know, I got up and played with Brad a couple of nights ago, and he just blows me out of the water because he excels in that kind of competitive area. I don't have all those million mile an hour licks. it's a different bag, baby.
We will have more with Keith Urban in just a moment. We are talking with Keith Urban. His new album is Golden Road. We're going to play some cuts off of it and talk about some of the songs on there. How did you end up coming to America?
Well, luckily the pilot knew where to go. I don't know. You know, my dad's record collection when I was growing up was all American country. Every single Don Williams record ever recorded. He's a huge Don fan. Charlie Pride, Glenn Campbell, all the good stuff, Ronnie Millsap. So, you know, when I was very, very young, I used to turn the records over and see recorded Nashville, Tennessee. And I said to Dad, well, that's where you got to go.
Well, you started playing guitar when you were like six, right?
Six, yeah. Yep, 10 years ago.
Right. What did you think when People Magazine named you in their Sexiest Man Alive issue?
Well, you know, the Crocodile Hunter was in that issue, too. So let's keep it in perspective.
Any tips for us not-so-sexy guys?
Oh, come on. You have to ask Russell Crowe. I don't know.
And do you ever notice why you lose your accent when you sing?
Oh,
why,
yeah.
Why is that? Because the Beatles, you know, they didn't sound British at all when they sing.
No, I don't know. Yeah, here's a song called "Can't Buy Me Love."
I mean, do other people in Australia, Australian singers, do they lose their accent over there when they sing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think it's just there's so much American musical influence on so many people, the Beatles included, you know, or the Stones or anybody, that it's not an uncommon thing to open your mouth and have that come out. Having said that, there are some Australian singers who keep their accent when they sing, and to me, it's very unusual.
It seems like it would be tough to do.
It's hard to listen to as well. And I don't mean to sound disrespectful towards Aussies, because I'm not, but it's not pleasing to the ear.
Of course, they always say you got your whole life to get your first album together and 6 months for the second, and your new album is called Golden Road. The record company moved the release date up about a month.
Yes, it did.
To October 8th. But you say it's more of a state of mind than a place.
Golden Road is, yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, a lot of people ask me where the title came from, and I think for me, the Golden Road really symbolizes when you're on the right track in life, and I've gotten off that track many, many times and sort of wandered off into the abyss and found my way back. And I think this record, I think I've completely found my way back, and I'd like to try and stay on it this time.
Now, the first single, Somebody Like You, a shorter version for radio, but the CD is about a couple of minutes longer.
Yeah, it's 5.5 minutes.
Is that your special, the Keith special version?
Yes, it's completely self-indulgent album version. I think they called it at Capitol.
Somebody Like You, tell us about that song.
First song I wrote with a guy called John Shanks, and I actually wrote it on this six-string banjo that I have, which I've used all over my last record and the Ranch record. But
so that's the ganjo.
The ganjo, yeah. It's just never been so predominantly used in any of my songs before, so people seem to be really talking about that instrument, but it's all over my old records. But I wrote it on that, and I didn't think too much about the lyrics when we were writing, just kind of stream of consciousness, write. And when it was all finished, you know, I kind of looked at it and went, well, that's a good place to be right there. I think it was more ideology when I wrote it. It's starting to come to fruition now more than when I wrote it, though.
How about we play it?
I'd love you to do that.
Here is Somebody Like You from Keith Urban. Somebody Like You from Keith Urban off his Golden Road CD. I'm Carl Shannon. Good afternoon to you. Great video out with that, too. We are kind of disappointed, though, that the girl in the video is not here with you today.
Yeah, me too.
Your last couple of videos featured some of my favorite things. You got, of course, the pretty girl and Somebody Like You. Mm-hmm. And then you had Muscle Cars and Where the Black Top Ends.
Right.
Any close calls on that song when you were filming the video with the cars zipping around?
Yes. They were not stunt drivers. Drunken rednecks, I think.
Where did you do that song?
It was great, man. We tore up some gravel parking lot somewhere. It was a lot of fun. Those guys were awesome, but they were just scary. I think the director was much more scared than I was. You know, they were getting much closer to the drum kit every time they came around. I think somewhere between the beer and the vertigo, their sense of direction was starting to dwindle.
Now, how come, we talked earlier about no instrumental on this CD. How come you didn't do that, but you do have a hidden track, which I found this last cut. I was like, gosh, it's 8 minutes long.
The last song.
And I listened to it, and it was like, well, wait a minute. It's only about four.
It's not a hidden track anymore.
Well, because I'm telling everybody about it. But it's called My One Chord Song.
I didn't want to sort of make a big point of that song. You know, I don't think it warranted a track listing.
Well, there's even a line in there that says, you probably won't hear me anyway.
That's right. Exactly.
Because nine times out of ten, people won't go that far.
I love that. I love the fact that there's something there for the person who just let it roll, you know. That means you probably listened to the whole record.
I listened
and probably fell
times.
Asleep, you know, which is good. But
It also made the travel. Of course, we've talked before about my traveling CDs. Always bring the Ranch CD. What kind of stuff do you listen to when you're out driving around?
Oh, wow. It changes. Right now, I've got this Jimmy Rankin CD called Song Dog that is just awesome. Still play Radney Foster, See What You Want to See, a lot of the times. And, of course, we cut a song off that record on this album.
I've heard other musicians in Nashville say that you were the best guitar player in Nashville.
I just try and hold my own. This town has the most amazing pickers.
Who are some of your favorite guitar players?
Oh, gosh. In this town alone, Steve Wariner, Brad Paisley is absolutely phenomenal, and I think constantly underrated by everybody.
Yeah.
You know, Brent Mason, you know, the top session player in town. He's just a freak of nature.
He's done everything.
Mike Henderson from Mike and the Blue Bloods. Awesome.
Tell us about the Ganjo. Did you build this? Do you have it built? Is that a special?
No, it's made by a company called Deering, who make a lot of banjos, particularly solid body banjos. And I just, back when I was making the Ranch record in 97, I wanted banjo on a track, and I didn't want to try and explain my ideas to the banjo player. It would just, you know, frustrate me. And I can't play banjo, you know, because it's tuned completely different. There's five strings, and it's a total different mindset. But I knew all the licks that I wanted, and I thought, man, if they made a thing called a six-string banjo, I'd be in heaven. And literally that day, I went into a music store, and there it was.
Gee whiz.
Oh, the light shining down from above. It was just holy grail. So I bought it, went back to the studio the next day, put it all over the Ranch record, and it's been an integral part of my music ever since.
I saw you a couple of times this year, and you started your show off with Who Wouldn't Want to Be Me? With some great guitar work on the intro of that.
Thank you.
I noticed you were backstage and that first that meow.
Yeah, the tune down thing.
Now,
is it
tough to get it back in tune, or do you leave it like that?
No, it is tough to get it. It's tough to get it down there to begin with because I don't have any reference point for. And usually I'm backstage, so I can't hear it too well. But getting it back up takes a second.
Tell us about that song. Who Wouldn't Want to Be Me?
Just realized what I said. Getting it back up takes a second. Right? Hope nobody came in halfway through this interview. I'm sorry, what was the question?
This is
again?
Sunday Night Sex Show, is what it is.
It takes more than a second.
The song Who Wouldn't Want to Be Me?
Who Wouldn't Be Me? I wrote with a guy called Monty Powell. Same guy I wrote It's a Love Thing with, and we wrote a lot of songs together. We'd written so many songs. None of them made this record, and I was getting frustrated with trying to come up with interesting melodies and chord progressions and all these things, and in the end it was just like vamping over this monotonous looped banjo kind of riff, and then Monty came up with this real nursery rhymey. It's just so nursery rhymey that it's either obnoxious or infectious, one of the two. Hopefully we fell into the latter category.
Well, how about we play that?
I'd love you to.
This is how Keith Urban usually starts your show off with this song.
Yes, we do.
It's Who Wouldn't Want to Be Me? It's Keith Urban. I'm Carl Shannon. We are visiting with Keith Urban about his new album, Golden Road. You remember the time a friend of mine was telling me that you called a girl one time in the hospital and sang her some songs to make her feel better?
Yeah.
Do you do stuff like that often?
In the right situation, yeah. I mean, we got off our tour bus in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, a couple of months ago. I got off the bus, and there was a little country church right next to the hotel, and they were playing Your Everything as their wedding song. This couple getting married, and I was just blown away because I'd gotten a lot of emails from people saying they used that song, but to actually hear it happening was amazing. And I said to some of the guys in the band, we should grab the acoustic guitar, go in and sing the song, you know. So we did. Went and knocked on the church door and went inside.
Oh man!
Sang it for the couple, and
What did they say? Were they blown away?
They're like, "Who are you?"
No.
No, they didn't. It was a very moving day. It was great.
You toured with Brooks and Dunn, too. Did those guys play any pranks on you?
No, they didn't, but we played a pretty big one on them, and I'm a little worried that retribution still lingers over my head.
Can you share that with us?
As brief as I can. Kicks, well, backstage they had this big 6-foot-plus wooden Indian that they used to carry around for the entrance to the backstage meet and greet area. And we thought it'd be great if we stole the Indian. I didn't know it was Kicks' personal treasure, you know. I certainly didn't know it was heavy, and I had no idea it was so expensive as it was. So we swiped it, put it in the bus, no one saw us. A day later, you know, all hell breaks loose, and Kicks has, you know, filed a stolen report with the police, and it just got completely out of hand. But we hung on to it for a week and let him sweat, and on the very second last night of the show, we pulled into a roadhouse and got the Indian out. There was this big river next to the roadhouse with all these big tall grass growing through it. So we stuck the Indian in the grass and took a photo of it. And the Indian's kind of making one of those how symbols, you know, with his hand, you know, he's doing the how thing. So we wrote how next to the photo once it was developed. And down the bottom we wrote, you'll find out. And we slipped the photo backstage, so Kix found the photo and realized there was some sort of ransom thing going on, you know. And an indefinite wooden Indian abduction had taken place. And we decided to come back out on stage with it on the very last night during, of course, Kix and Ronnie's performance, and just lob the Indian out on stage. It was priceless.
We're going to play Word Association. I'm going to give you a word. You tell me what song on the CD I'm talking about. You
okay.
Ready?
I kind of. Blue jeans.
Yeah.
Or jeans on, I guess.
Tell us about that song.
Yeah, isn't that great?
What is that? It's just a...
It's in the original, you know? That was a hit in 1976 for a guy called David Dundas. Huge hit in Europe and a big, big hit in Australia. A moderate hit here in the States. I think it was a top 20. Just, I have this really sick memory for songs that I haven't heard in 20 years, but I'll remember all the words and the chords and everything, and that's one of them. Yeah, and that thing was in the song. I don't know why he did it, but it's so hooky and catchy, and I just love the song.
How about we play it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Blue Jeans On. Here's Keith Urban off Golden Road. I'm Carl Shannon. We are talking with Keith Urban, a guy who has no capital letters in his name.
I do now.
You do now?
Yeah, I found the caps button.
Oh, is that what that was?
I just had no idea. I kept pressing it, wondering why the merchandise didn't show up.
Keith's our special guest. We are playing the Golden Road CD, which hits the stores October 8th. And great, great. Of course, it's got Somebody Like You, which is a huge hit nationally right now. And also, it sounds like there was a little Keith Richards lick on the song "You Look Good in My Shirt" at the beginning.
It does have a Stonesy
kind of
thing.
A little Stonesy lick there.
It does. It wasn't my lick. It was the guys who wrote the song. It's three guys who wrote it. Excuse me. Mark Nassler, Tom Shapiro, and I've got the other guy slipping my memory right now. Tony Martin. And they've had a good run here lately. They wrote "I Miss My Friend" for Daryl Worley. Three great writers. This song came my way. I wasn't sure at first if it suited me, you know. A lot of songs. There's not many songs on the record I didn't write. But this one, I think, was just, I knew it was going to be a good live song. I wanted something on the record that captured a bit of that spark and the spirit of what we do live. And I think we got it with this one.
Any possibility or any planning of a live record?
I would love to do that way down the track. You know, a DVD, I think, would be the bomb. I'd much rather see and hear it at the same time. I think, you know, live concerts are supposed to be visual and audible. And, you know, certain groups get away with just doing the audible side, but we're a very, very visual band.
Well, just like the time with the CMA Awards, a year ago, where they hooked the camera up to the neck of the
top. Yeah, yeah.
And you had like 50 pounds of equipment.
I did, yeah, at least.
That was an awesome shot, though.
Yeah, thank you. I thought it was good, too.
It was like, whoa. Yeah. That is so cool.
Surreal.
You're not alone tonight. Sounds like words of encouragement to somebody who's maybe having some problems.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's going to be all right. You're not alone tonight. I think we've all had... several times, I know I have in my time, in my life, where, you know, we need to hear something like that.
Yeah, I've needed to hear it myself, you know. Obviously, I needed to hear it the night that I wrote the song. The lyrics were written first, and really it was written as a poem. I didn't think about it as a song. I just wrote the lyrics out, put it aside, felt better after I'd written it, and then quite some time afterwards was working in my studio on a musical piece and came up with this melody that I really loved. And I thought, man, now I need some lyrics. But, God, lyrics are so hard to write, you know, and especially when you're trying to push them into this box that you've already built in the song. And I thought, man, if I could just find some lyrics that have already been written that would go with this, I would cut all my work out. And that's exactly what happened.
Gee whiz.
The lyrics just fitted seamlessly with it.
Well, how about we play it?
Excellent.
Here is You're Not Alone Tonight. It is Keith Urban on the world premiere of The Golden Road. I'm Carl Shannon. We have Keith Urban in the studio and the world premiere of his brand new Golden Road CD. Keith, again, thanks for taking time to visit with us today.
My pleasure, Carl.
Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
And always a pleasure to, I'm a huge fan of yours, seen you several times, and one of the most talented guitar players I've ever heard. And we just happen to have a guitar here.
Well, it resembles a guitar. We'll make it work.
And you have done a marvelous job tuning it. It was in tune when we bought it. And, but, you know, that was several years ago.
I think the 20,000 signatures put it out of tune.
Yeah. I mean, they go back to like 1991, so it's been around for a while. But, gosh, Waylon Jennings and Vince Gill. And
yeah.
George Jones. A lot of people. Even you signed up here at the Crown.
That's all that was left.
That was, well, that's where the supreme musicians go up there.
You go up there. Well, I lucked into that, didn't I?
Can he play something for us?
I'll try.
Hey, I'm gonna kick out my shoes, running bare feet, where the grass and the dirt and the gravel all meet. Going back to the well, gonna visit old friends, feeding my soul, where the blacktop ends. Well, I'm looking down the barrel of a ride at night, riding on a river of freeway lights. Goodbye city, I'm country bound, till Monday rolls around. I'm gonna kick out my shoes, running bare feet, where the grass and the dirt and the gravel all meet. I'm going back to the world, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul where the blacktop ends.
Boy, I'm really missing my band here, Carl. Yeah, that's what it needs.
Well, now working in the grind is an uphill road. Punching that clock and carrying that load. I'm busted all week and then I'm free. The weekend belongs to me. I'm gonna kick out my shoes, running bare feet, where the grass and the dirt and the gravel all meet. Going back to where, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul, where the blacktop ends. Hey, now give me some fresh air, give me that farm, give me some time with you in my arms, far away from the hustle and the pressure and the noise. Hey, I'm gonna kick out my shoes, running bare feet, where the grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. Going back to the well, I'm gonna visit all my friends. Out my shoes, running bare feet, where the grass and the dirt and the gravel all meet. Going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feeding my soul where the blacktop ends. Where the blacktop ends. Lordy mama.
Yeah.
Man, it's hard to play.
Woo! Incredible.
You got Dobro action on this thing.
I didn't say it was a good guitar.
Oh, man.
But thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I heard the other day that I did myself that I'm becoming my dad.
Right.
I mean, I'm doing things, some of the same things that he does, saying some of the same things. My wife told me the other day in the car, you're driving just like your dad.
Oh, God.
You have a song you wrote about your dad.
Yeah.
But it's called A Song for Dad. Can you talk about that? That's a pretty special song.
Yeah, the idea for the song just came about from recognizing things in my little traits and sayings and mannerisms. And I thought, you know, God, I see so much of my father in me, you know. And the idea was to write about that, about all the things that I do that are the same as him. But then I then got to the point where I also thought, I like those things in me. I like seeing those things in me. And then I also got to thinking that I like the job Dad did on raising me and my brother. I know he looks back and thinks there's a million things he wished he could have done better. But
I think we all do.
Yeah, man. But,
all
you know, he did the best he could. And that's all you can do is the best you can. And everything he did with love. And that's all the best you can do. And I think he needed to hear his boys say that we love you and yeah, you did a good job, man. You know, so don't be so hard on yourself.
Kids, pay attention to what this man is saying.
I'd like, you know, it's just my way of saying thanks to my dad, and hopefully he doesn't feel so bad about the job he did, because I think he's still married to my mom 37 years later. Got two grown boys that love him, so it's pretty good, I reckon.
And none of them named Sub.
Not yet, no.
Well, here is Song for Dad. This is Keith Urban. I'm Carl Shannon. We are talking with Keith Urban. He's taking time out of his promotional schedule to visit with us, and we, again, thank you for coming in.
This is part of my promotional schedule,
well,
Carl.
I know, but I mean, it's very busy. You're very busy, and you just did Farm Aid.
That was great.
Had you done Farm Aid before?
I hadn't, and being on the bill with those guys was phenomenal. You know, that's in addition to obviously being able to help out the farmers, and it's such a great cause. I mean, I'm from one of the big farming countries, Australia, so I felt very much at home.
What are some of the major products down there in Australia?
You know, beef is a big export. Sheep, wool, not sheep, but wool. And Foster's beer, grown on the land. People don't know that, but there's Foster's trees. Yeah, it's extraordinary.
That smash those cans against their heads.
It's quite extraordinary.
Australian for beer.
Exactly.
Rodney Crowell, one of my musical heroes.
Yeah, mine too.
Co-wrote one of the songs with you called You Won.
Yeah, there's two songs on this record that Rodney wrote with me. You Won is one of the pieces that he had to really push me to record. I think it's a very personal song for me. It deals a little bit with addiction, but mostly about recovery. I think that's more important to me at this point in my life, to think about recovery and staying on the right track on the golden road. But you do kind of get yourself into some spots in life where you think you can handle it. So you don't reach out for help, and you end up just sort of running in circles and running. And at some point, you just have to give in, not give up, but give in and go, okay, I can't do this alone. In my case, I sought a higher power, and it worked completely for me. And the You Won is really acknowledging that I can't do this alone. I need to give in.
How about we play that? It's off the Golden Road CD. It's called You Won. Here is Keith Urban. I'm Carl Shannon. This is the world premiere of Golden Road with Keith Urban. He is our special in-studio guest. And these some of the songs on this CD, some people might hear it and say, boy, it's awfully dark sounding. Some of the cuts just of the content of the songs. Mm-hmm. Now, the song You're Not My God is some great advice. And you've talked freely to people about your past problems with drugs.
Yeah.
And this is kind of, you know, saying, hey, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, this song was written 3 years ago. We're thinking of putting it on the last record, but I just didn't feel the timing was right for it. I wanted to hold off. I'm glad I did. I think it has a much more solid home on this album. It's not a preachy song. I don't like songs that preach about what you should and shouldn't do. The only truth is that you've got to go through what you've got to go through in your own life. You've got to find what works for you, what doesn't, and that's it, you know, with regard to everything in your life. People can tell you what's happened to them when they did this thing, but if you still feel compelled to have to go through it and find it for yourself, well, put your finger in that light socket. You'll see. You know, if that's what you have to do, it's up to you. I'm trying to help you avoid it, but that's the best I can do.
I think it's some pretty good advice. And how about we play You're Not My God? Here's Keith Urban. I'm Carl Shannon. This is the world premiere of Golden Road with Keith Urban. Thank you all for joining us today. Keith, thank you so much for coming
in. My pleasure, Carl. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure having you here for the past couple of hours. And do you have a favorite song of your own? I mean, what is your personal favorite, or do you have one off the CD?
I mean, it sounds so trite. I mean, they all are my favorites. They really are.
They're like your kids.
They're like 12 kids.
Yeah.
I got some 13, good kids.
You forgot the hidden cut.
Well, that's right. See, he's the hidden kid. He's the kid in the attic.
The illegitimate kid.
The illegitimate one. But it is, man. I got some good kids. I got some delinquents on here, you know. I got some kids I wouldn't take to my grandparents' place, you know. I think You're Not Alone Tonight is probably one of my favorites as far as how the song came together. And I think it was a very channeled spiritual song that I'm so proud of the way it came out. And even the recording of it, I'm very happy with the way it all happened.
What is coming up with you over the next couple of months? Of course, got Christmas coming up.
Lots of touring, yes. Christmas just around the corner. Going to go see my parents in Australia for Christmas. And then back over here to Nose to the Grindstone.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we hope to run into you on the road again.
Me too.
Keith Urban, our special guest. This has been the world premiere of Golden Road. I'm Carl Shannon.
This is my one chord song. It's easy to sing along, 'cause there ain't much in the way of change, but sometimes life can be that way. Yeah, there ain't too much that I can do with the melody, 'cause I'm stuck within the confines of the single key of G. But this is my one chord song. I can't go on too long, 'cause I've said all I've got to say, and you probably won't hear this anyway. Yeah, now here's the same thing that you heard 8 bars before. If you're just like me, I'm sure that you are bored with this chord. But if I can make you stop and think about the life you're living in, 'cause you and I, we don't have long, so make the most before it's gone. 'Cause this is my one chord song. Now I can make it sound like there's another chord, but you'd be fooled, 'cause there is only one. And this is my one chord song. This is my one chord song. This is my one.